Hello, Lori and Company listeners around the world. Remember that movie Around the World in 80 Days? Well, there was another movie way back when John Wayne was still making movies with Gary Cooper and Rita Hayworth was considered, you know, the most beautiful woman with Betty Grable during World War II. Well, there was another movie that came out called It's a Mad, Mad World. It's a funny movie that you really need to see because it's actually ties into the times we're going through right now. And in that movie, they're looking for the place where the treasure is, and the palm trees where it's buried looks a lot like the logo of In-N-Out. It's kind of funny. Anyway, I have an episode called X Marks the Spot, and it ties into what I'm talking about. I hope you're having a good day. I wanted to give the good news. I have three good things to tell you about. If you want to call into the show, the number is 319-527-6779. I wanted to let you know that our dog Rembrandt is not going blind. I really expected that was next because his inner eyelid wouldn't go down, so he looked like a pirate and he was squinting his eye like Robert Shaw in Jaws. Very, you know, he looked like he was in pain, but then I couldn't get an eye doctor appointment with a specialist for a long time because there aren't that many down here in San Diego. And I don't like to drive too far anymore because I have an old car and my husband doesn't drive anymore. And so we had to wait for the appointment. And really wonderful doctor, Dr. Struby. Anyway, the good things have been so strange and weird. I was actually expecting it. Bad news, but then I kept asking God to heal his eye, and every day I would lay my hands on Rembrandt's, I could call him Remy for short, his head, and I would release my anointing to him, because I believe I have an anointing, okay, and everyone who's a believer has an anointing, but you just don't know it because you don't use it. If you want to know more about that, go to catcur.com and revealingheaven.com. And I have witnessed healings, and I've been part of them. So, you know, it's not crazy talk. It's just because you don't know about it. So stop attacking people. All right. So the good news is that he stopped right before Easter. And then, you know, the Orthodox Easter was last week. So I saw a big change in him, and I felt like I just kept believing that his eye was not going to go blind. And, you know, it's hard to look at a very beautiful, sweet dog like him and looking like, you know, the one eye is really all, you know, dark and secreting crust. And, you know, it was not pretty. Okay. But the weird part, I knew God was in it, was because God, his eye that is a good eye, had the crust. The eye that was the bad eye didn't have any or very little. So every day I would put it aside because I wanted to show the doctor. And it was dried you know, crusty, crappy looking stuff. I mean, nothing. I've taken pictures of it. But my reason for telling you this is that his tear ducts are clogged, and they flushed them out. And it was expensive, but it hopefully will help in the special medication. The medication that we were given is a standard medication that most vets give out, but the eye specialist explained why it was the wrong, not the wrong, but the inappropriate one, put it that way. And he gave us something different, and already I see a difference. So praise the Lord that he's going to be okay, and thank you if you were praying for Rembrandt. All right. With the second thing that is exciting that I wasn't expecting, you know, I am not connected not only to my family, but also my husband's family, and I'm not talking to my friends. I just don't do that because I don't want them to be under attack, and that's how this cabal rolls. They see who your friends are, who your family are, and they go after them, okay? And just because you are listening to a show, that doesn't put you in danger, okay? But that's why I say don't follow me, because they don't know who's listening, okay? But they do say, oh, look, Joe Blow is following Lori or Joe Montana, my special guest. I'm laughing about that because we had a good discussion about marriage and love and relationships and prenuptials and that kind of stuff. So go back and look at the love relationship episode on one of the channels, which I have to figure out which one it is, because I set up these other channels because they all have a purpose and a distinct thing that they're supposed to serve a purpose. So, you know, when those kinks get ironed out, it's going to be beautiful. But it's getting there that has been so difficult. And anyway, the whole thing with my good news, the second and the third thing. I'm trying to be concise because my show notes are gone, and you know, I don't have a producer giving me stuff to say. Okay, I just talk from the heart. God is so amazing, and until you are really, I don't want to say that you have to be down and out to have good things happen. But yeah, I really admire people who have gone their whole life and had a good life. And a good example of that is my uncle, Uncle Howard, who brought me to Christ. And he had a really good life even before he knew the Lord. He came to the Lord in his 40s. And his kids are very successful, very accomplished professionals. Partly why I don't talk about them or put pictures up. I don't want them. They have important jobs, okay? And I don't want them to be attacked. So he told me that, you know, his faith grew and all that, but it was easy in a way for him to you know, the saying it's harder for a rich man to come to through the eye of a needle than it is. I can't think of what that expression is, but I think you know what I'm talking about. He was successful. I mean, it's like Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That's what I went through. My dad was poor, and my uncle was rich, and so was my other uncle. And, you know, it's really hard when you're kids to see people with more than what you have and think, like, what's wrong with us? Why aren't we blessed? You know, we're nice people. We're smart. We're good students. We're, you know, we're a nice family. And our family was put under spiritual attack big time, and that's what Kat Kerr talks about, because of what is happening now. Because even back then, evil knew what was going to happen, and how not just my family, but the people that I'm connected to, how important they would be in changing the world. And I'm not saying, you know, oh, I'm so wonderful and great. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there's something bigger going on than what most of us know about. I found out what it was, the vision that I had and what I experienced, what that meaning of that was. And it's all good stuff, people, okay, wonderful stuff. But it took a long time for me to find out from someone else who had done some research what it's about. I really encourage you to go to Freedom Force Battalion, freedomforce.live, into her library she's created. Melissa is a superwoman. I mean, she's a real-life Wonder Woman. And she has biblical astronomy, not astrology, astronomy, okay? My sister works for the astrophysics lab and for Princeton University, public administration. You know, she's very, very connected, and she's making a library as well, but a real library, not just a virtual one. One that, in case we go offline in the future, that people could find what they need to find. I've got a suitcase full of Bibles and hymn books, okay, waiting for when it's needed. So just know that really good people are working on this, folks, and don't be afraid. That's what evil wants. It gets off on it, seriously. It enjoys screwing with people. So do not let them take your joy and your peace. And that's what's wonderful about Melissa, is she has peace and joy because she's in the bubble. And that's what we're going to do next. We're going to make a bubble. And I don't mean that we're going to live under the dome like this TV series. I mean, we're going to make it so that evil can't come in to our individual worlds and our collective worlds. Okay, we're going to work together. We're going to connect together. We're going to have suppliers and people and businesses and professionals and things, teachers, that all are part of the Great Awakening, part of the effort to make a whole new world. You can laugh at that, or you can be part of it. You can at least consider that what all these people are talking about and saying is true, and that if our reality is determined by what we believe and what we accept, if we accept that we're going to be, you know, governed by a bunch of crooks and child molesters and human traffickers and perverts and occupied by demons, people, then that's what we're going to have. Okay? I refuse to accept that. And you have to do that as well. All right, so that one good part is that they have people who are movers and shakers who are joining forces, and they're going to make something so that we're not part of their system. And part of that is natural products. Now, I think I told you in one of the episodes, you know, that my sister has explored essential oils and things through doTERRA, and I did long time ago through Melaleuca, which I like their products. I just didn't like having to buy a certain amount every month. I don't like being told what to do. But they have to do that so that they can do the multi-level marketing structure, compensation plan, and pay out everything to the other people under you. And so, you know, some people consider that a pyramid scam. Other people consider it multi-level marketing. Some people would call it a Ponzi scheme, like Bernie Madoff created. So, you know, I can see why people are worried about it, about getting into things. So I've always been cautious about getting into clubs. I have nothing to do with the, you know, crazy Scientologists that have their, you know, keep their kids go into it and then go off to sea and they never see them again. And yeah, there was a big one up north of me. There's some really whack job people out there, and that's why my whole family has always been a little bit standoffish, because we don't want to get involved with crazy people. That's why I'm so blessed and glad that I have connections to such good, decent people that are the salt of the earth. And God gave me a sign about that by putting a big bag of salt, or not a bag, just loose salt on my dresser that I was thinking about turning into a outdoor bathroom for the sink base. And that was my signal that it was okay to talk about my friends that are the salt of the earth. You know, the way that Glenn Beck looks, he looks a lot like my father as far as the body build and, you know, when my father was older. And there's something about Glenn that, like, he talked a long time ago about having this vision downloaded to him, and he was, like, saying to God, "What, you want me to make Disney World?" And I now know what he was talking about, and he mentioned he saw Tinkerbell, and that's what we call our wonderful daughter. We've always called her that because she was always tinkering around, and she's such a light. And we are so blessed to have her because she almost didn't make it. It's a whole other story. And our son almost didn't make it. And I almost didn't make it. So, you know, I'm trying to write this down, but it's such a convoluted, complex, very bizarre, strangely puzzle. You know, the puzzle pieces are so weird that unless you see it in sequence, you're not going to understand it. You're just going to blow it off. Anyway, but Glenn Beck's vision from decades ago, or at least a decade ago, is coming to pass. Something wonderful down here near Ocean, and it's going to be a type of, you know, like a water park type of thing that's going to be where you can have fun and be safe at this, and not worry about your children. A lot of people don't know it, but, you know, Disney had every year for the last several years their employees arrested. So it's you know, Disney's obviously hiring bad people. And maybe it's the former management that, you know, shall we say, is not living a traditional lifestyle, should we put it that way, so we don't hurt anyone's feelings out there. Maybe he only knows really, you know, perverted people. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, insult the man. But, I mean, what kind of a personnel department keeps hiring people year after year? They've had multiple arrests at Disney. And it's all hush-hush because the media covers up to be scum. All right, so you think about that. You think, oh, it's just, you know, one. It's just not a real example. It's just crazy talk. Well, I've seen pictures and videos of rides and things that, and the 33 Club at Disney, Club 33, I think it's called, with, you know, Katy Perry and the Mouseketeers and all that. They were part of that. And they groomed them. And, you know, if you don't know, Britney Spears was basically put under a conservatorship of her dad and the cabal, and they were sponging off of her, even though she was an adult, and she had to go to court to get them to leave her alone. And other entertainers who have been had their assets seized and been demonized or, you know, couldn't get work because they weren't willing to serve Satan. And, you know, a lot of people are willing to serve Satan. They don't care. They don't have compassion. They don't have love in their hearts. They don't care. But one star that does care is the star of Gossip Girls, which my daughter was really into when she was young. And that's Blake Lively, who's married to the cute guy who just played the superhero, and his name's Ryan Reynolds. And, you know, she spoke up and told the truth about the child sex trafficking, you know, what these, the FBI, the good FBI and the good cops are finding, you know, the horrific stuff that's going on. I mean, sex with babies. I mean, horrible, horrible stuff that you don't even want to visualize, let alone see. So be careful what you look at, because it, I mean, it's probably what has affected me is that I internalize this. I feel it. I feel the pain. I've had nightmares and dreams about it, and my friends can attest that these are people that are trying to wake up other people. So it's not all of Hollywood, and it's not all of media. It's just the people that are controlled by the cabal. And as I said, if you're making $10 million a year to read what you're told, you'd probably go along with it too. And I probably would too, because $10 million is a lot of money. You know, I understand. They select people that have had difficult lives so that they can groom them for later on. And for example, one of the guys that I've always thought was cute, John Schneider, from Dukes of Hazzard. He's a good man, and I don't have any doubt about it. And he's a musician as well. But he's doing interesting stuff on the East Coast right now, but I met him on the West Coast. And, you know, I don't know him. I'm not a liar. I don't, you know, oh, yeah, I've been to his house for coffee. No, that's not true. But John Schneider worked on the set of Smallville, and that was the set that had that Nexium sex cult thing going on where they branded the girls, and I guess the guys too. So, I mean, this whole other world that we don't know about, and, you know, you don't even want to go near it. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get it so that we can operate without fear. We can be detached from them. And part of this is what Kat Kerr had spoken about decades ago, at least I think like 2007 or 8. I listened to her, and she was talking about, you know, people doing their own thing with the schools, and if you really, like, this is how it is in Europe, if you want to go to a school, it has a great education program, but also an emphasis on arts and music, you can choose that school. If you want to go to one that has a tech thing, you do that. If your kid's an athlete and you know that they could get a scholarship because they're such a great athlete, like Todd Ernson of Steve Dace's show, you know, you can go there. So I think that's what's going to happen. And I don't mean schools, like if you want a Christian education, you know, it's not going to stop your kid from being accepted into Harvard if that's where they want to go. But I know from people that are in the know, that the colleges, the Ivy League colleges, they are going to go, they're going to basically be a joke because people are realizing the quality of the caliber of the scum that they hire, and they're not going to want their kids going there because they're going to realize that, so what, you have a degree from Princeton or Harvard or Yale, it doesn't mean anything because your kid doesn't know anything. He's a communist. He hates his country, and he's a pervert too. So, you know, you can't have the weeds mixing in with the flowers anymore. Okay, we're going to grow flowers. We're not going to grow weeds. Okay, that's how big this thing is, and it's even bigger than that. But I don't think you're ready to hear it. All right, so that was the good news, that this thing is coming to my area, and my area is such a cool place to be. And I wanted to talk about some of the things there are to do, but I'll just give you a brief thing. I kind of tried to synopsize it on the video I did for the Bellefonte Resort so that they could get business because it would help my friend. I just met her recently, but I can feel and know that she's a good person. She was trying to get bookings for events, and so I did this little video for her that's, I think, on my YouTube channel still. And on that Bellefonte Resort, it shows some of the things there are to do. So take a look at it. But on top of it, between the Palomar Observatory, the ocean being nearby, all the missions, all the San Diego SeaWorld, the Wild Animal Park, which we used to live near for 15 years, the, you know, great golf. I mean, my son's getting into golf now because he realizes that it's a way to connect to people. I mean, the Scottish people are the ones that really, I don't want to say invented golf, but, you know, they're the ones that got it going. And it's, you know, such a huge part of the industry and the economy here and in most places now. So there's such wonderful things to do here, from the wineries to the craft breweries to the educational thing, the Model Railroad Museum, which, you know, I adored, and so did our kids when they were little. San Diego Model Railroad Museum, the children's museums, all kinds of really special things. The Museum of Music. This town that I'm near, near Rainbow, they have a historic significance. The owner of Taco Bell had an estate out here. Eleanor Roosevelt did. There was this, as I mentioned in the past episode, important people from Hollywood, I mean, patriots. I don't mean, you know, that they were good people, you know, June Allison, a bunch of other people. They lived out here, and that's partly because they wanted to have peace and quiet, but also a lot of them were into ranching and horses, and Bo Derek is down here, and then Sandra Bullock, and, you know, this whole lot of people thinking, hey, that's a pretty good place to be. So, unfortunately, the words got out, and this little quiet place has now become booming, which, you know, I didn't expect. People want to be here. And it's partly how I, you know, the theme for my September 11th, you know, the things I had for the kids to give out were the Belle Beauty and the Beast, you know, Belle from Beauty and the Beast, because of her being into the horse. But also, if you recall, in the beginning of Beauty and the Beast, at least the one with Emma Thompson, her name's gone out of my head too, the girl that did the Harry Potter series, who's a friend of Robert Pattinson, in the beginning of that movie, you see the town that she's living in France, and the cartoon shows it too, and the song goes, you know, there must be more to this provincial life. That's partly what made me realize what the theme of things of the September 11th event that I did was, because I, you know, in a very provincial area, very, you know, I'm in the boondocks. And that's why you hear roosters crowing, dogs barking, and planes going over, you know. It's very, very, I'm laughing because there's something more to that story, but I'm not going to go into it right now. Anyway, so that, what I'm trying to get across to you is between the hiking trails of Torrey Pines and all the Cabrillo National Monument is here, the beautiful San Diego Harbor. Well, now Gordon Ramsay of Hell's Kitchen is coming to Harris down here. And, you know, I really like him, even though a lot of people consider him to be brash. He's a guy that cares, and he's a guy that came from nothing and he made it. And he sees, like, he's like going back, he sees, you know, what to do. And Gordon Ramsay, besides being a great chef, he doesn't want anyone to know, but he has a big heart. And I've seen him go in and change people's lives with trying to help them get their bars and their restaurants and their hotels back on track. And he's brutally blunt. And, you know, sometimes we have to be that way to get people to wake up. And that's why I say what I say and don't pull on my punches. You know, we have Little Italy, and just like you have Chinatown in San Francisco, well, we have Little Italy, and one of the good places to eat is Bon Appetito. And there's also something called the Little Italy Food Hall. So, you know, there's all kinds of cool things to do. Plus, Camp Pendleton's here. Well, that's another story for another day. But there's significance to this area and the Native American tribes. And there's a big Hispanic population. And, you know, thank goodness the Hispanic people are such family-oriented, God-fearing, good people. I mean, they're not all MS-13 gangbangers. I mean, these are people that had the guts to leave their own country because they knew, they saw their country going down the tubes. And, you know, my husband had the guts to leave his country because he saw his country going down the tubes. And, you know, he was like a pilgrim. He didn't know anybody. He was going to a whole new world, didn't know a soul, okay? He was on his own. And he had a brother up in New York State that just at the time got a greenhouse going. But my husband was very brave, and you know, that's what we need. When I say be brave, be bold, and we'll all be free, there's something wonderful that we're trying to get to, and part of it is hard to explain to people who have been programmed to think that the media doesn't lie, that their education system is wonderful, you know, that what you see is what it is. You know, it's not true, okay? We have been told what to think, and been a lot of information has been kept from us. And if you go back and listen to President Trump's inaugural speech in 2016, and you listen to what he says, he's telling us what's going to happen, the path forward, what we need to do, what he's excited about. You know, he tries to lay out, you know, that the best is yet to come. But it's not going to be easy to get there, okay? We have to work together. And then, you know, if you want to know more about what I'm talking about, start at thrivemovement.com. thrivemovement.com. And also, I think that there's the disclosure report from Dr. Stephen Greer. You know, he's saying that, you know, he went and talked to, you know, important people. There is a conspiracy to keep us in the dark, but part of that is not—it's self-serving. It's not because they care about us, or oh, they, you know, our sensibilities couldn't handle it or whatever. This group of this cabal—they want to keep a lid on things, and it's for their own advancement. I mean, what would you think? Like, why would someone like Elon Musk want to go to Mars? Who the heck wants to go there when there's, you know, a whole big— there's lots of places still left to explore and you know, settle here on Earth. Well, because I don't think people are ready to hear the other part. Now, I will say that my husband, he didn't grow up watching Star Trek. He grew up watching Bonanza, and he didn't get into aerospace because he thought, oh, there's aliens, and, you know, I want to go into outer space. You know, I want to be like Captain Kirk. It wasn't about that. He just saw that they, you know, needed telemetry and satellites and communication systems. It was all for that purpose that he was involved. He does not believe in, I mean, maybe he will think that maybe there's more to it than what, you know, he knows about. But he's a very level-headed guy, okay? And my twin is too. But I am saying that there's people that I respect and know are good people that are talking about stuff that, you know, is very, you know, hard to fathom. And one of them is L.A. Marzulli. Another one is Gary Spearman, Sharon Gilbert and her husband, who have Prophecy Watch TV, but Hank Kuhneman and Lance Wallnau, and all, you know, there's certain people, even people you would not expect, like the former Navy SEAL, his name just come right out of my head too. I have to look back and get it for you, but he's talking about stuff that most people would not understand and think that, you know, he's off his rocker, and I don't think he is. So, you know, you got to realize that it's up to us to educate ourselves, but we also have to be able to know who we can trust and who we can't. And I'm not saying that everything I say is correct, but I'm saying that I'm on the track. You know, this guy that was talking about flat Earth years ago, Bob Skiba, you know, he got COVID and died, and so did a bunch of other, you know, people that were talking about, shall we say, controversial topics. There's David Wilcock, gosh, names are going out of my head, but there's a lot of people that are talking about stuff that you're not going to hear about on the regular paid off controlled news. So pay attention. What Dr. Stephen Greer was talking about was that there had been basically back engineering UFOs, and that there are like top secret programs like the stealth bomber that they didn't want to have out there as that we had this technology. So they would put it out that, oh, it must have been a UFO, because people are a lot more willing to accept UFOs and aliens than they are willing to accept that there's a bigger picture of a bigger force, a master of the universe, an architect of the universe. So God, or whatever you want to call him, Yeshua, Yahweh, whatever you want to call it. So anyway, I guess I'm telling you all that is that once we can get this world, a whole new world, a whole new world, like from the Aladdin cartoon, if we can get that straightened out, people are going to be realizing like, oh, wow, we've been under an illusion, delusion, why didn't I see this? They're going to get it, and they're going to be really excited. But it's harder to do when we're all scattered. And, when I was young, I said, I was trying to do a fundraiser at school, and I said, let's plant seeds of kindness and see what grows. And, the principal was a, real witch, and she threw my display with this little wooden robot, and, I'm dressed him up like a scarecrow, and it's like saying, let's plant seeds of kindness and see what grows. Let's plant seeds of kindness and see what grows. And, I didn't think it was controversial or anything. But she and I was trying to sell something. I forget what it was, to raise money. I think it was because I was advocating for the first book fair this school had ever had. School had been there since 1960, whatever, and they never had a book fair. I mean, hello, Scholastic Book Fair. So she threw my whole display away. I'm having trouble with my phone charger's gone out. So that's one other thing too you have to realize. They can look at your laptops or your computer. Even if you think you have privacy, you don't. Okay, this phone charger was working fine. Now it's suddenly going out. So I guess that means you're rambling, Lori, and you have to not talk about this. I don't want to be controlled about what I talk about, okay? God controls what I talk about, not you, whoever's in charge of this. And I don't. All right. So my point for telling you all that is that you have got, we're going to have to go John Galt. We're going to have to go off radar. We're going to have to make it so that people can support themselves. And even if they like say, okay, well, I know how to do this, so if you do this for me, I'll do this for you, like bartering system, that's how we're going to get through this until things are put to rights. And I don't think it's going to be much longer, but, I'm a very cockeyed optimist. And that brings me to my last part of what I want to say about the third good thing. My sister she became connected to a group of ladies who are connected to doing plays and theater. And I don't know if you know it, but the Welk Resort has a theater, so does Valley Center, the Maxine Theater. There's a bunch of theaters. The Civic Center has the theater. So this is a perfect place for also the arts, because there are existing places already, so you don't have to build anything. But we can put on plays that will help to change and shape and re-educate and unbrainwash our young people. And that's what I care about, and that's why I'm in this, and that's why Melissa is in this. So my point for telling you all this is there's going to be plays being put on to raise money for different causes. I mean, the Rawhide Ranch is one place to go, and that's important. But there's also going to be a need for more ranch, more more places to be built that can be used for learning centers, for healing centers. And, churches. I mean, the church is already built. I mean, there's one being built near me in Valley Center that's, a multi-million dollar facility. There's already people that are waking up. They're in a tent right now, but it's a big tent. And that's how we have to look at this, that this tent can hold a lot of people. There's a place for everyone. Everyone can be involved. And, even if you're the type of person, like say you know about fashion design, well, that's great because they're going to be needing that because we're going to have new clothing, new designs and things going on that are, going to not be, with skulls and horrific images on them. They're going to be beautiful. They're going to be, cutting edge, and people are going to want them. And that's what Kat Kerr also talked about, was that there's this products that are going to come into being placed. That's probably why I built my website, was getting ready for those things. I want to sell beautiful things, things that make people happy. I don't want to sell things that are demonic or, dark. And that's, if that's what they want to do, fine. There'd be other places to go for that. But, we're doing something wonderful. And so with that in mind, if you're into the fashion scene or interested in that, then, your skills are going to be needed. Older people who know how to crochet and how to make patterns and sew and put things together, they can show those skills to the younger generation because they're not getting it in home ec anymore, and they're not getting it, they can go to fashion school maybe and get some, but, there's a lot of need. So we can put on plays, and that can raise money for fundraising for scholarships for rescued and in need kids. I mean, that's a great solution, and it's a win-win solution, and I like those. But on top of it, I happen to know people who are in the theater arts and music, and so, they could come down and get their talents seen. And in my opinion, the perfect play to put on right now would be the South Pacific, because it's about bigotry, and it takes place during World War II, but it's an important movie, and it kind of gets brushed aside now. And Rosanna Brazzi made the first one with Mitzi Gaynor, but Harry Connick Jr. just made the remake of it, and I happen to like him. My husband likes him too. He's a a good musician. So I have a friend, Brooke, my friend's kid, and Brooke is amazing, but she's going to play Mitzi Gaynor. She has to get in shape. So that's the next homework assignment. Everyone has to get in shape because we have to be on our game. And I'm guilty of it as well. I've been way too sedentary and way too comfort eating, I call it, where I have worked hard all day. I'm gonna have this popcorn, or I'm gonna, you haven't had dessert. Let's have that tonight. I know that I'm guilty of not taking better care of myself. But I kept thinking, if I could just get this, vision launched, then it's going to get to its destination. I encourage you to watch the movie Don't Look Up. It has Leonardo DiCaprio in it. know, they're all talking about climate change. You know, the climate's been changing for a long time, but a lot of the climate is affected on purpose by the cabal. Okay, they want to move populations of people away from areas. They want to make areas that were beautiful into abandoned areas. For example, Clear Lake in California, like poisoning the water, or, you know, doing Love Canal. Rembrandt's eyes, you know, his canals are clogged. We have to unclog the canals. Okay, we have to get the water flowing down. It's going to come down like a big rush. And that's partly why I chose Bellefonte for the event, September 11th, because I was thinking, you know, beautiful fountain, beautiful waters flow. You know, I was having all this imagery. I was like, yeah, that's the way. And then I met Jennifer at the Bellefonte, and she's such a sweet lady. And she is connected because of her family having a restaurant down here. And so the puzzle pieces, I thought, were
mentioned about not being part of the 501c3, which is off the farm, but apparently that's the problem with that. Yeah, not what I'm saying. Yeah, what I'm saying is not important. I'll tell you about it. Sylvia, she's David Parrish. And I think it's a good thing.